The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Do you know your choice of words can affect your mood? Just one word can affect your heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, and digestion in a fraction of a second. What you think affects what you believe. What you believe affects your attitude, and your attitude affects your actions. Your actions can positively or negatively affect your relationships. Words can generate either positive or negative emotional energy. Today, Edith Nam and Rita Kaufman, authors of the book Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, will discuss ways to positively energize our brain and body. Edith is going to teach us how to write, to train our brain to drain the pain caused by emotional stress. And Rita will read and discuss some of her poetry. So first, Edith, welcome.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about what I am always passionate about. I welcome your invitation.
Well, I'm very glad that I could extend it to you. Let's talk about this wonderful book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. You have survived cancer many times. How many times?
Four.
Four.
And thyroid, breast, colon, and liver.
How do you say that you survived, not just survived, but thrived from all of that? Was it your positive attitude?
Yes. But it starts with not only the positive attitude, it's the pep lifestyle that we will be discussing later. PEP standing for positive energy power. Because if you have positive thoughts, it will affect your, as you just very aptly put, it'll affect your attitude and your behavior and your relationships. And I have been very fortunate in loving everything that I have been involved in as far as my career is concerned. I never wanted to do anything more than teach and counsel, and this desire was created at the time I was attending high school. And I have been passionate about all the years that I have put in as a guidance counselor, as a teacher, and certainly as a certified handwriting analyst, but I can go into that later. Yes, positive attitude comes from what you think, the power of energy of words, and we'll discuss that a little further on.
Okay. So did you always have this positive attitude?
I must say I did, but not recognizing the full input of the brain until I became a certified specialized handwriting analyst, when it was the missing piece. But yes, I taught and I counseled many, many of the strategies that are included in the book. So it stems from way back when. And being 86 years old, when I say many, I'm talking about decades.
So you've had multiple careers.
Yes. And it's been a marvelous journey all the way.
And it's not ended yet.
No, I still have work to do.
Right. And how is your health now?
I have problems. I have problems, and but I'm dealing with it to the best way that I can, understanding what the role of stress plays on the body and the brain. In fact, when the doctor will say to me, well, what are you taking for pain? And I'm sensitive to medication. So I said, I'm on THT. He says, what's that? I says, that's thinking happy, healthy thoughts. He looks at me in amazement, and he says, is that working for you? I said, it sure is, because it's sending the feeling good endorphins to take care of the pain and to delight me in what I have an opportunity to teach and to practice.
Mm-hmm. And it's working. That's the good part. If you could put it in a bottle and sell it, that's what your book is, right?
Yeah, but it's not in the bottle. It's all in the hand, and it's all in the pen, the penometer that I introduce, because what you put down on pen, on paper with your pen is not handwriting. It is brain writing. And as soon as I share with you some of the fascinating facts about the brain, it'll become clear to your audience.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that right now. Since you brought it up, let's talk about that fascinating thing about the brain.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love, honor, and respect the brain, and I hope every listener and every reader will do follow my suit, because everybody's brain is unique. And the book shares insights into the function of the most dynamic, complicated processing center in the universe, and that is your unique brain. It weighs 3 pounds, and it has billions and billions of brain cells that connect to every single cell in your body. It is the most wonderful, wonderful organs that we have. Because from the first, and I do mean first, day to the last day of your life, the brain receives, it organizes, and it distributes all information that you see, that you hear, that you smell, that you taste, that you touch, and you experience. Your brain is involved in every part of your life, all the thoughts, the feelings, and the actions that take place every second, and I do mean every second in your entire life. Your brain is in charge of all your vital body functions.
And we can help the brain by the way that we write, and the way that we speak.
Yes. And all the information concerning what I've just said, that you experience. Let's imagine that in the brain, which is the computer, there is a memory data bank, as mm-hmm. we all know when we operate computers in general. It's stored in the memory data bank, but it's stored in two different programs. For making complicated concepts simple, will say that it is filed under the Positive Energy Health Plan. That's PEP. Page 1. What is stored there? Your feelings of love, of hope, of happiness, and pleasure. And on page 2, there is the Negative Energy Plan. That's TNT. And you'll notice that I did not include the word health on that. Because what are the feelings on the TNT program? Anger, fear, sadness, emotional stress, and pain. Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity to choose which program we're going to select to make our day. We are programmers, and you know that you cannot operate two programs at the same time. One gets minimized, one gets maximized. And the readers and hopefully the listeners will understand that understanding what is involved in the PEP health plan, what is involved in TMT, will allow them to choose which one they think they will function on. And when the brain wants to retrieve information, it wants to express its thoughts, its feelings, it will signal, it'll communicate with the neuromuscular impulses in your hand and in your fingers. Mm-hmm. So it is the hand and the fingers that move the pen to record the feelings, thoughts, and ideas that your brain wishes to express. That is what is called, I call, brain writing. The hand merely records. It's using your hand to write what's on your mind. And the hand is giving you feedback. The minute you put pen to paper and you've finished your thoughts, you have instant feedback as to what your mood was at the time you wrote it.
And can you change it by writing something different?
Yes, 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 because handwritten messages change from moment to moment. It depends on how you're feeling at the time you put pen to paper. You can tell by the amount of pressure you're using, the size of the letters change, the slope of the words on the page change, and this is not a deliberate attempt on your part. It's because this is what happens. You see, emotions can reflect, be reflected in the rhythm of the finger muscle movements. Anger, fear, and anxiety disrupt a rhythmic muscle functioning because we have two sets of muscles in the hand and the fingers that when we write, one set forms upward strokes and rightward movements. That's round and relaxed. There's another set that the fingers contract to form downward strokes.
Well, how about, Edith, we take a break, and when we come back, you can talk more about these two, the downward and upward strokes, okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Do you have or know someone who has multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, or any other chronic illness? Advanced Cell Training is a restorative, self-healing modality that I, Dr. Melanie, have had phenomenal results with, reducing physical symptoms I've had for over 20 years. This process can be done right in the comfort of your own home. Request their free DVD at AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Author Edith Nam's positive mindset has helped her to not only survive multiple bouts of cancer, but to also share her wisdom and teachings with us. Before the break, she was talking about hand strokes, downward and upward. So you want to go back to that thought, Edith, and tell us more.
Sure. As I said, there are two sets of muscles that are working your fingers as you are doing handwritten messages. One set forms the upward and rightward movements. The other set contracts the fingers to form downward strokes, leftward movements, straight and angular. And it's a steady rhythmic contraction and release across the page indicates that both sets of muscles are operating in harmony with each other. There's a smooth, continuous flow. There's legibility. It indicates that the writer is in harmony with his self and surroundings. However, anger, fear, and anxiety disrupts the rhythmic muscle functioning. And what happens is one set remains taut and tense, because if you're uptight, you are under stress, you are experiencing anger, fear, and anxiety. And what it does as well, it prevents the other set of movements from making rounded, relaxed formations. You can't have rhythmic flow of thinking if you are under stress. So what happens? It causes angular, narrow letter formations that are closely spaced, crowded letters. In other words, you can tell the person is feeling tense and irritable. And these are scientifically demonstrated when a person is, and this happens in the class that I teach at Brooklyn College, giving them two pieces of paper. On one, saying, is there something that stresses you out, that you're concerned about, that you feel anxious about? In a few lines, state what it is. When you're finished, take some deep breaths and on the second page, write what makes you smile, what makes you feel good. Well, lo and behold, it is the most dramatic, dynamic reaction that I get that delights me every minute. The people will say, I can't believe I'm the same person that did this writing 5 minutes ago. That's how instant feedback demonstrates brain writing, the connection to the mood and the feelings.
And what people don't realize is that employers often use graphologists to determine whether they should hire somebody or not.
That is right. That is right. Because graphology has a very important role to play in corporations, in positions, in investigations. Yes, yes, yes. It is an accurate science because you have instant feedback. Also with the neuroscience departments in all the hospitals and research places are recognizing that if you place a patient under the MRI and it will reflect what a patient is thinking because it lights up various parts of the brain. And this is new. This I became aware of because of my training in being a specialized handwriting analyst. Because what you can do, as soon as you finish writing, you can monitor the level of optimism. You can recognize the signs of anger and worry and anxiety. And the book gives you the simple, safe, step-by-step self-improvement strategies that can relieve your feelings of anger, fear, sadness, and so on. It's what I feel is that it shows and tells what the feelings are, and I believe that writing it out, and when I say right way, I'm spelling it W-R-I-T-E. It's the right way to get in touch with your inner feelings, your feelings of anger, sadness, love, joy, and hope. It's the right way to safely relieve anger, sad, anxious feelings any time of day or night without the risk of personal confrontation or rejection. And, of course, it's the right way to effectively increase your pep and experience the feelings of love, joy, hope, contentment, and fulfillment.
So if, let's take an example. If somebody were upset about something that's stressing them, a check was supposed to come in the mail and it didn't, how would you have them write, W-R-I-T-E, to help them be able to overcome that stressor and to turn it into a positive?
Okay, take a piece of paper. Always have pen and paper handy. Write out those thoughts that is making you feel anxious, that is causing you to increase your stress level. Write it out.
When
you write it out, you're getting it out of your system, and you will see that you unburden yourself because you're not leaving room for positive energy thoughts if you maintain and repress the anger. So as soon as you've written out all the words, and I'm not talking about grammar and spelling and composition, just as the words come to you, you write it out. When you feel that you have sufficiently expressed your anger, your frustration, your worry, you then tear it up. It's a letter you're writing, but you're not mailing. You're tearing it up. You're not rereading it. It's not for anybody's eyes, yours or anybody else's. You tear it up into small pieces and you get rid of it. You take yourself some deep breathing exercises that I will discuss too, and then you're ready to write in positive thoughts that will reduce the level of stress. You know, if it's what ifs, for example, that you're concerned with, well, you change the word what if to even if. All the worst things that you can imagine were to come, you can overcome it. You can be okay. This is an exercise in the book, too, to make worry, fear, to disappear. We function on emotional energy, and it's highly contagious. And if we're functioning under stress, we are suffering from intense chronic stress. And that's a word I want to bring to everybody's attention, how we can avoid and eliminate chronic stress. And I can go into that in a couple of minutes as well. But does it make sense what I've been saying?
It does make sense. And I think that if somebody took your class and after they read your book, then they'll understand exactly how to do that, because hearing it and doing it are two separate things.
Yes, yes, yes. And you see, when we are constantly under stress, what happens is that the brain is in constant connection with the body. And what happens is that when we, the brain senses that we are under stress, it contacts the autonomic nervous system, which monitors and regulates your automatic body functions. That is why I say that in a fraction of a second, a word, which can be either positive or negative, can affect your digestion, your breathing, your heartbeat, and your blood pressure, because we have two parts to this autonomic nervous system. When you experience stress to situations that anger, that irritate, that frighten, that confuse or endanger you, your brain transmits this information to the autonomic nervous system. So the autonomic system has the choice of two things. It contacts your sympathetic nervous system, which it takes over and supplies the energy that you need to handle short-term emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stay on that, it becomes chronic emotional stress. It results in chronic illness because it interferes with food absorption, which causes a depletion of vitamins and minerals and proteins that are essential, and the brain and the body fail to function. We've got to get to the other part of the autonomic nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, which calms your body systems down after the emergency has passed, and it keeps your body systems functioning with optimum efficiency, so that you can feel calm, cool, and connected. The only the parasympathetic nervous system operates under the PEP health plan. The sympathetic nervous system operates when you are under emotional stress. Does that make sense?
It does. And unfortunately, Edith, we're running out of time for your part of it, and we're going to bring you back at the end of the show. But I want people to understand the importance of what you're telling them. If they will go read your book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, it will truly help them to understand and to incorporate what you're saying. So thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. We will go to a break and we'll bring you back at the end of the show.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you, or is someone you know, struggling with life? Do you know that your subconscious beliefs play a big role in the outcome of your hard work? We can help you to permanently change your beliefs that may not be in alignment with your goals. We care about getting you a return on your investment. We can help you reach your goals easily and quickly. Contact us at BeliefMantra.com. That's BeliefMantra.com.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own TV channel. Multiple media, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Edith Nam shared with us the power of words. And now her student and co-author, Rita Kaufman, will tell us how being in Edith's class inspired her to do something she never thought she could. Let's hear how she used words to express herself. So welcome, Rita.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
You are very, very welcome. So being in Edith's class is quite an experience.
Yes, as your listeners could tell just by the past half hour, she's amazing.
Yes. Her positiveness exudes over the airwaves, so that's a very good thing. So tell our listeners about your class experience, how her teaching and philosophy led you to do writing.
Okay, well, first of all, I was a teacher, and I retired, and I was looking for a transition, and Edith's class fit the bill. I would like to say that it was perfect, but that's not a word we can use because nothing is perfect, but it is ideal. She's absolutely amazing. She's passionate about her positive energy power. Her enthusiasm and motivation just energize all of us. She's uplifting, and she uplifts our mood, keeps us positive, smiling, and happy. As a matter of fact, I've taken her class for the past 7 years.
Uh-huh.
People ask why I take it over again. Even though I've heard much of her teaching before, I'm never in the same place in my life. No one is.
Mm-hmm.
And her words resonate a little differently each time with regard to my own goals and needs at the moment. And even the application of her strategies depends upon these day-to-day changes. So one day I was sitting at the beach and I began observing just things that were around me. Because mm-hmm. Edith is always talking about staying in the here and now, in the present. The past is history and the future didn't happen yet.
Right.
So suddenly, the words started flowing. I never had that experience before, ever. And I just sort of ran with it. And, that was my first poem.
Ah, and how long ago was that?
That was, I would say, about 2 years ago.
Oh.
And I found that being focused on the present, it just led me to feel relaxed, distracted from worries, enthusiastic about the rest of my day. And I was hooked. And that led to the 77 poems that are in the book.
That's a lot of poems. How long did it take you to write them?
Well, a lot of the poems that I write are written in the middle of the night.
Okay.
I always have paper and a pen by the bed. Sometimes the lines go over each other because I don't want to wake my husband. But they're just based upon inspiration, and they just start flowing.
Okay. So is there certain circumstances that have to be present for you to get inspired, or it just happens?
No, it kind of happens. Inspiration could be a thought, a feeling, an observation, a challenge that I need to work through.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, one day we were watching our grandson's pre-K show, and that led to a poem where I wrote about the pride the children had in their accomplishments and the pride that was felt by their parents and grandparents. Facial
mm-hmm.
expressions, tears of joy, smiles, laughter, and so on. Another day I was sitting at the beach, and it was a beautiful day, a wonderful setting for observing my surroundings, and I took it all in and became inspired. And I wrote A Joyful Day at the Beach, which I'd like to read for you if you'd
like. Yes. Yes, I would.
Okay. Sitting one day at the beach, I look all around just to see. So many wonderful sights, all freely available to me. A few birds chirping in flight, people in deep conversation, ocean water and sand by my feet, happily feeling the sensation. Shovels and pails of all sizes, being filled by children with sand, beach umbrellas from one end to the other, and parents with sunblock in hand. Children building castles nearby, all ages happily playing together. Older folks enjoying the sun, relaxing in the beautiful weather. Adults walking the beach with friends, some swimming in the ocean so blue. Little kids collecting shells to paint and laughing at jokes that are new. People around me reading books, others munching away. Surfers balancing on waves, everyone enjoying their day. Energized by my feelings and thoughts, I enjoy this beautiful view. A sense of calmness returns to my body, my mind, and mood too. It's now time to leave the beach, uplifted by this glorious day. Relaxed and ready to move on with positive things going my way.
Oh. I can just picture it and feel the sunshine and the sand between my toes, and I can smell the ocean air. So that is very well described.
it just started flowing. I learned about being observant from Edith and staying in the present moment, and it's very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. So before her class, how different was your life compared to now?
It was definitely more stressed. Uh-huh. I didn't know about the breathing techniques, and that really does wonders. I was worried all the time, and I don't know, some people let things roll off their back. I'm not that kind of person. So I was really looking for a way to make my life better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I found Edith.
Thank God you did.
Edith in their life.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the breathing exercise, one of them that you're talking about?
Okay. She does it in terms of three. You breathe in for a count of three. You hold
right.
it for three, and then you breathe out for three.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you just concentrate on the breath, and mm-hmm. everything else is blocked out. So that when you do this a few times, a few repetitions, it just puts you in a better frame of mind.
Yes, it does. I use that myself. I do it to the count of four, but I've been using that with my clients for years. And it relaxes people. It centers people. It brings them to the present. And like you're saying, it pushes everything else out of the way so you can be in the moment.
That's correct.
And I tell people who have anxiety, just sit down wherever you are and just do this exercise and let the world fall away and you'll be okay. And they are. So it really does work.
I find myself using it daily, sometimes several times a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For some people, they pray the serenity prayer.
Uh-huh.
Other people do the breathing exercise. And I use the breathing exercise if I'm having trouble going to sleep. I'll just use it. And when I breathe in, I put my tongue at the roof of my mouth. When I breathe out, I put my tongue at the bottom of my mouth. And I just do that. And I'm asleep within just a couple of minutes. So it really, really works.
It works. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to read us another poem of your choice?
Sure. Okay. This one is Life, a Special Gift. And the
okay.
reason why I like it, it's upbeat. It's sort of a recipe for daily living that brings about contentment, joy, happiness, and a zest for living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The life that we're given is a special gift that's meant to be enjoyed and give you a lift. So treat each day with laughter, dance, and song, artistically woven together. They all belong. Enjoy what you do and the many people you see, the gift of nature and seasons that change naturally, the gift of health, so strong but also delicate too. Cherish and protect it. Its care is up to you. Smiles are yours to collect, share, and give away. Give them generously and willingly day by day. They'll bring happiness to others and back to you, no matter wherever you are or whatever you do. Focus on life's wonders as you look and see all the magic that surrounds you so beautifully. Lift your head, open your eyes, and lend an ear. Raise your glass with a smile and give life a cheer. Hip, hip, hooray for you and for the life that you lead. Be loving and enthusiastic, and you'll surely succeed. Be energetic and joyful and find happiness within. It's a positive way to go and a sure way to win.
Hmm. I like that. And it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. So we're helping exercise our face.
That's right.
By smiling.
And mm-hmm. it's very contagious.
Yes. Does she give the assignment that you go and smile? Just go and smile at people?
There was something that I had done with the fourth grade in my school.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them all large share a smile faces. And the assignment was to give that face, that piece of paper, to three different people and to write about it, to write their response, to write the feeling you had, why you chose that person, and it couldn't be anybody within their immediate family in terms of mother, father, brother, sister.
Mm-hmm.
And the children themselves were amazed at the power of a smile.
Mm-hmm.
They were absolutely amazed. And the teacher found that the kids were nicer to each other, were practicing acts of kindness.
Uh-huh.
And it was a total turnaround within her class.
Huh. Amazing. Yeah.
So,
yes.
And a book became out of that, a teacher manual.
Uh-huh.
And there are a lot of other assignments that bring a stress-free environment and fun to do within that
mm-hmm.
book.
And if you even taught the children that breathing exercise, is that in any of your teacher's manuals?
It isn't, but it's definitely something good to use. And I did use it upon occasion before a play, before graduation, those kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
We were breathing, and also I sprinkled a little magic dust on them, which you could do with kindergartners, and they were great. They were wonderful.
Oh, I like that.
This magic dust brings you're responsible, and you're so into the fun and the excitement of the occasion, and you behave so well, and you know, it goes on and on and on, and they were great. They were terrific.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, this is a good point for us to take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear about some more of your poetry, okay?
Sure.
All right.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
March is Social Worker Month, a time to remember social work heroes like Nobel Prize winner Jane Addams, Secretary of Labor Frances Perkins, and civil rights leaders Dorothy Height and Whitney Young. They all helped make this nation great. You can too. If you're a professional social worker, the National Association of Social Workers provides a unique network of your peers. If you're thinking about becoming a social worker, NASW resources can help you explore your options. Social work is the profession of hope. Do you have or know someone who has multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, or any other chronic illness? Advanced cell training is a restorative, self-healing modality that I, Dr. Melanie, have had phenomenal results with, reducing physical symptoms I've had for over 20 years. This process can be done right in the comfort of your own home. Request their free DVD at advancedcelltraining.com. That's advancedcelltraining.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Rita Kaufman, co-author with Edith Nam of Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, is sharing her poetry that was inspired by being a student in one of Edith's classes. Don't you wish you could be in Edith's class? Are you smiling yet? So, Rita, you're laughing and smiling. That's good. So let's hear another one of your poems. Let's hear Faith, Hope, and a Positive Thought.
Okay. Faith, hope, and a positive thought come from within and cannot be bought. They conquer the fear that lingers around so feelings of calm and contentment can be found. They dissolve the anxiety that holds on so strong for pleasurable peace to sing its sweet song. They squash the anger that burns so deep, allowing beautiful days and peaceful sleep. How do we maximize this trio so grand? Begin with positive self-talk that's close at hand. Write down your worries and let them go free, and enhance your soul with powerful energy. Add invigorating beliefs and deep breaths each day for joy and happiness to come your way. Live with faith, hope, and a positive thought. They come from within and cannot be bought.
Wow. I like that. It's an inside job.
It sure is. It sure is. But it can be cultivated and enhanced within each person. It does come from within and becomes an integral part of the individual, actually on a daily basis. Faith could be spiritual, it could deal with a higher being, the universe, or just within your own supportive group or community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to have hope that everything will work out well at the end. It helps you cope, be enthusiastic, focused, and able to move forward.
And I think it's very important to have that support network, because if you're around an unsupportive environment, that is very hard to maintain the smile, the positive attitude, if everybody around you is, you know, downers.
Absolutely. So absolutely. Now, the intent of the poems that I wrote, that I write, are really twofold.
Okay. What are they?
Joyful journaling. That serves to distract me from worry, troubling thoughts, and events. And when I write, I actually place myself in the moment where I could become aware of and enjoy what's pleasurable around me. This could be a park bench, on a beach, any place where I could be alone with joyous thoughts and feelings. My intent is also to bring a message to those reading the poems, to bring inspiration, choices, suggestions, strategies, and possible solutions to life's daily challenges. It's my hope that the reader will be empowered to achieve their own state of well-being. And all of the poems were written as a result of being in Edith's class, and most are based upon her wisdom and philosophy. Mm-hmm. Writing and rereading my poetry keeps me positive, calm, optimistic, and enthusiastic, and better able to cope in my own life. It's definitely therapeutic.
Good. So do you write poems like gifts for other people? Because I do that for people's birthdays or anniversaries. I will often write a poem and write it so that the wording is in a shape, like a goblet or something, and then I frame it and give it to them as a present.
I have to be inspired by the person. I've wrote poems about Edith.
Ah.
And shared it with the class, and then there's also a year-end book that I do, and it's always placed in there. I've written about other teachers that I've been lucky enough to be in their class. I've written it about my family. We just celebrated our grandson's bar mitzvah, and I wrote about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really never look at poetry as an assignment. I never start from that standpoint. I think that would intimidate me. But mm-hmm. if I have the inspiration, then it just seems to flow.
Okay. Have you submitted anything to any publication besides the book with Edith?
One day I did send one to some organization because they said that they would critique it and give mm-hmm. you pointers, and I thought that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out that they really wanted, and they said that I won second place, whatever, but they wanted to put it in a book that we had to purchase.
Right,
so I'm not sure of the, you know, the initial goal of this thing. But other than that, you know, I really didn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know that organization because I submitted one. It was similar to that, too. So.
Right.
I know when if I'm writing one to give as a gift, or I'm doing it to present at some event, then sometimes the words don't flow the way I want them to, so I have to write it and then let it set and rewrite it. So do you ever have that, or is your first run it? You don't have to go back and rewrite anything.
Well, I think because the writing is coming from inspiration, mm-hmm. And I'm initially focused and motivated, the words seem to flow. I do make subtle changes when I put it on the computer, though.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
And the inspiration could be a thought. One poem was about my childhood memories, which it just recaptured the joys of those days. It could be from a feeling. I had a warm feeling when I look at a certain photo of my dad, and this inspired me to write about our special bond. It mm-hmm. could be from an observation, as in the joyful day at the beach, or it could be about a challenge that I have to work through and find a solution for. I mentioned earlier that I'm the queen of worry, and I know that worry is toxic and can adversely affect your health, and
yes.
at times it has. I know that some things could be changed and others not, but this is a problem and a challenge for me, and I was inspired to read the poem Every Minute Spent, and this is where Edith's tools and strategies positively influence the words within the poem.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful that being in her class got you going, but I know that what's within you doesn't have to be just inspired. It can be, being in her class. You've got the gift, so you can use it however you wish, wherever you wish.
It just never came out before. You know, Edith uh-huh. said the same thing, that it was there all along, but it just never came out before.
Yes.
So I'm excited about the journey.
Well, good. Well, how about at this point we bring Edith back in and we'll finish up any words of wisdom we want to give the listening audience before we wrap up the show. So
great.
Brad will bring her back in, please. Okay, you're back, Edith.
Oh, very good, very good.
Hi,
I'm
Edith.
Smiling as I heard every word in the
Well, what would you like to say to our listening audience about the whole concept of what you're trying to promote? What do you want people to get out of this show?
I want them to understand that the power of words is essential. Understanding it, because it does affect the thoughts, the behavior, the relationships. I also would like to indicate the power of a smile and the power of smile doodles. The smile doodles is an ideal way to deal with emotional stress and muscle tension. If you're doodling smiles, you can relieve emotional stress. If you're doodling curved shapes, you can relieve muscle tension. So two dots and a curve is the way to go to nurture your nature and feel good from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And my fast recommendation is write as many lines of the capital letters O and K as you wish. Add two dots and a curve to each letter O. The bigger the O, the more space for bigger smiles. And when you have okay, you've got the word okay. And if you think I am okay, you believe I am okay, you are headed from TNT, toxic negative thinking, to THT. And it works every time. So doodle away. Also, I would like to bring to the attention the power of a smile, because using the letters of the word, it sends your self-esteem soaring. It makes frowns disappear. It inspires feelings of joy, enthusiasm, and optimism. It leads to lots of laughter, and it energizes one's body and brain regardless of age or gender. So let
what?
Your smile be your style. It's the universal symbol for kindness.
Well, thank you so much, Edith and Rita. This has been a very happy time together. And unfortunately, now it's time for us to wrap it up. So listening audience, the words we choose are vital in what we want to accomplish, and how and when we say them can make or break a relationship. I choose words carefully at the end of each show so you will know consistency and my motto. Next week, we're going to talk about different healing tools, a crystal bed, and a method called Psyche, which I've mentioned before, and I've used both of these myself. Here now are those words. Remember, to help yourself, help someone else. Until next week, goodbye and smile for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.